what point of that ball being in the air did you think you had a beat on it?
Honestly, initially I thought it was going over, and then as I turned around, tried to check to find the wall, and then I looked back up and I was like, okay, it's not as well struck as I thought. So I just trying to find my footing right by the wall, and then obviously, leap and try to do what I can.
When you come into a game like that in a double switch, at that point, obviously the game is still relatively tight. What are you kind of doing in the run up to that to make sure that you're prepped and you're ready for whatever those spots are going to look like?
Yeah, coming off the bench, it's always, third, fourth inning, I'm going into the cage, and guys on the bench are generally, for the most part, going in the cage, taking swings, getting loose, just in case pitcher spot comes up like that, and, we're going to have to hit for him. John went, obviously, had a good start for us, and then had that, I think it was third at bat, so we were kind of going okay, but as soon as the game keeps progressing, and then obviously, knowing that Dylan had made the last out before that inning, I kind of had a feeling that, there was going to be a chance, so after John's third at bat, I started obviously swinging and then getting my arm loose just in case, whether it was Tyler Harrison or Dylan's spot came up last, we needed to make a double switch like that. I'm just prepared for that situation.
This is probably way overdue, but how long have you been a tongue out guy, and what's the genesis of that?
For as long as I can remember, we have Little League pictures from when, I was in T-ball, in the infield or the outfield, just with my tongue out. I can never find a good action shot of myself. So that's kind of always been that thing. I don't know. It's just natural. It just, I wish I didn't do it, but it is what it is at this point.
Derek?
Lars, this is not exactly the most uniform ballpark with the little notches in the walls. Did you take fly balls at both places, at all places, kind of get some familiarity with City Field?
Yeah. So every time we come to a new park, especially for me, it usually being the first time I'm there, Willie will have all the outfielders walk around the track, and then he's throwing balls against it just to see how it all bounces off the fences, the little strips of the wall in between the fences, and then obviously, the wall itself. And so, and then obviously, in that right center, right field area, it kind of shoots back a little bit. So thankfully it gave us, a couple more feet for breathing room there. So that's always nice. But yeah, always try to walk the track, kind of get familiar with it. First and second day of BP, I'll take fly balls in right and left field.
Does that play a factor in this at all? I mean, the way those walls are coming in out there, I would imagine that's in your peripheral vision.
Yeah.
It's kind of an optical illusion maybe.
Yeah, no, yeah, it is. And that's why, like, when I set up, I try to look back, especially at funky places like this, try to look back to see, like, what angle, if I were to take, where it starts to angle in, or if it is in like that. So I just try to take a look back, see where I'm set up it relative to the wall. So, when I'm going back, I don't really have to think about it. Or if a fly ball, like, Alonzo hit tonight, I could kind of look back and give myself, a quick second to take a look and then make the adjustment necessary adjustment. Yes.
Having watched it the first few days and then being a part of it today, what do you make of the role the defense played in this series? And is defense contagious now? Is that what we're asking? The hitting's contagious. Is defense contagious?
Yeah. I mean, it's no secret, as of late, the contagious hitting bug hasn't really hit me. I'm hoping to get real sick with that pretty soon. But yeah, obviously we take pride in our defense, as a organization, that goes from the minor leagues all the way up. And so, that's something we pride ourselves on. So, yeah, I mean, when you're going out there and you're seeing guys making plays like that, obviously, it makes you want to do that. And then for me, getting limited opportunities or whatever, it's almost like, if I'm not getting a hit, I don't want anybody else to as well on the other team. And so that's kind of, the way we go about it. Harrison's good about that. If he always says, if I ain't getting a hit, nobody's freaking getting a hit. And he's always there laying out and doing all that he can. So it's kind of that mentality that we have as an outfield. And I think it stems from him.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Katie Wu. Hey, Lars. As we go into these pivotal games in September, what separates teams that are ultimately successful this month is having contributing role players. We saw that come into play in yesterday's win. Day you come off the bench with that pivotal huge catch. How important is that for this team to have that consistent contribution from their bench guys?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Obviously this is my first time going through it, but just kind of playing that role the whole way through this season. You have your opportunities that come up, and then there's sometimes it's crucial at bats, or it's crucial times on defense. So kind of, like I said before, preparing for that, and then knowing that, you know, at any moment it could be your time. You know, at any moment, you know, like tonight, for example, I could get tossed in there, and then, you know, it could be a big inning like that. So, yeah, I think it's huge. And first time going through it, I'm kind of experiencing it and kind of rolling with the punches, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's massive, especially with a guy like Harp helping me out. He's, you know, obviously played a big role.